The Ben Coley Podcast. How you doing? Another episode of the Ben Coley Podcast. It's a little bit of a different episode though this week. So I'm currently working on episode 15. I'll hopefully have that with you as soon as possible. But in the meantime, I thought to myself, I'm actually halfway through the first year of doing this podcast. I'm literally halfway through. So I started this podcast late 2019, and it's now June 2020, so half a year's gone. I don't know where that's gone. It's flown by. And I think as important as it is to kind of always move forward and focus on what's next and how am I going to try and grow this podcast and bring it on to the next thing, it's also important every now and then, I think, to kind of just take stock and look back on who I featured. So this is the best of the Ben Coley Podcast part one. Part two, I'll do again at the end of the year and I'll look back on the second part of the year. But I wanted to look back on some of my favourite chats that I've had this year and some of my favourite artists. I've picked five artists that have really stuck with me, who I probably would say are my five favourite unsigned artists right now, at the minute. So if you've only ever listened to a couple of episodes, some of these artists you wouldn't have heard of before. I've also tried to pick a nice kind of diverse range of artists so that hopefully there'll be something in here for everyone. By the way, all of the songs that you're going to hear are from artists who are completely unsigned, so they have total creative control over their stuff. There's no third parties involved and they've given me full permission, so thank you very much to the artists who have given me that permission. Also, if you've missed some of these episodes before and you haven't already discovered these artists, then all of the social media links are going to be down in the description, so you can go and follow them and go and show them some love. So the first artist that I'm going to feature today, I've included first for a very specific reason, because when I spoke to her, she was so down to earth, so candid, so relaxed, so at ease with what she was doing. And that was amazing, because I don't think she realises how good she is at what she does, which is great. So she writes this really breezy, romantic, beautiful surf rock sort of style. But then she brings in something a little bit different. She's got some quite sort of avant-garde song structures that she brings in as well. And the track that I'm going to be playing for you is one called Lift that I featured way back at the start of this whole thing. I think it was maybe my first or second podcast episode that I featured Village Bully. So she's from Birmingham, she's a solo artist, and she said herself that she wants to kind of reignite the romance in Birmingham, which I thought was quite a nice little way of introducing her music. You're about to hear her track called Lift, but just before that, here is a little snippet of the chat that I had with her a few months ago.
Lift, I think I was listening to a lot of like Snail Mail and Kate Bush at the time, so it's kind of like it comes from that kind of dreamy sort of romantic place, and I was in a relationship at the time, so I think inspiration came quite naturally for, I guess, like a typical, I say a typical love song, but I think structurally it's not really anything that I've kind of come across. It's all, I don't know, I can't really describe it. It's such, this is a really hard question, because it's one of the songs that I've literally wrote in like 3 minutes and was so happy with.
It's kind of like each section is in four different parts. It's got like sort of the long verse, which leads into sort of like a pre-chorus. Then you've got, say, that like chorus section where the band kind of sort of accent what you're singing, and then it goes into that sort of little solo at the end. It's like each section's very different from the last, I'd say.
Yeah, that's it. It's like a very progressive song in the case of like there's this part, then it goes on to this part, then it goes on to this part. So it's something that I didn't really think too much about at the time, and then on reflection I'm like, actually that's quite an unusual thing to do.
And when I rang you earlier to say, hey, you know, come onto the podcast, you were like, oh, I can't speak till later, I'm at work. So where is it that you're working when you're not performing? How do you sort of split up your time?
Oh man, I work in a bar where I live in Shrewsbury, so I do cocktails and stuff in the nighttime, and yeah, to afford to get to these places where we gig and, you know, afford to record and all this. So yeah.
And I saw that you supported Swim Deep and Jaws a few weeks ago, who it's pretty safe to say that those guys, in terms of the indie scene in Birmingham, are kind of, they're pretty much the top dogs, really. You've got sort of Jaws, Swim Deep, you've got Peace, other people like that. So it must have been incredible supporting those guys. And how did the gig go?
Honestly, I still haven't got over it yet.
Love that. Right, Emily Lita is the second artist that I've picked for the best of episode. I'm just such a sucker for breakneck, groovy bass. And also, she's got an amazing voice to accompany that. She writes this beautiful crossover blend between soul and R&B. And her music's got so much flair to it. It's got such an exotic vibe to it. Also, what I love about Emily Lita is her production's got so much detail in it as well. So she's based in London, she's a solo R&B artist, and again, I featured her in probably the first or second episode of this podcast. We're talking December, January time. She's got a brand new song out at the moment called This Is Not a Love Song, which is available on all streaming platforms, so go and check out her socials, go and check out that song. But this is her song Plus One that I featured ages ago. Off list is Strange Bones. These guys are just raw power. They're insane. So they're from the Northwest. I think they're from St. Albans, if I remember correctly. I featured these guys on episode 6 of my podcast. And rock is such a saturated genre. There's so many sub-genres within rock. There's so many rock bands trying to make it and break through. So you need something special to really stand out. And these guys stand out just by pure virtue of their sound. Their sound is absolutely ridiculous. Like, I feel like when I listen to these guys that there's going to be something that crawls through my speaker and grabs me by the throat. There's these amazingly intense guttural screams, a real punchy and uncompromisingly massive sound, and they have a real knack for writing these great earworm melodies. So they've got a new EP out right now called Blitz Part 2, featuring tracks like Underdog and 10 Guns, which are amazing. Go and check that out. The link's down in the description. Also, they're meant to be on tour now, but that's been cancelled. But after you've heard this, you probably want to go and see them live. So maybe put that on your list of to-do things after this whole lockdown lifts. Absolutely massive. Okay, the Novus are another rock band that I want to talk about. I didn't want to go too heavy on the rock bands. I wanted to keep as many genres in this best of list as I could, but the Novus were too good not to include. They've been a massive standout for me over this past half year. So they're an art punk three-piece band from Birmingham, and they put as much emphasis on their live shows as they do into their studio recordings. And their studio recordings sound great. They've got a band. They've got a song called Break that you're going to hear. It was a song that I featured ages ago in one of my first ever episodes. And it's very politically charged. It's got a very raw sound and it's quite fun as well. That's what I really like about them. They make a real effort to stand out though, because in all their live shows, they'll have actors on stage, they'll have costumes, and they'll actually do everything. They'll design the stage themselves. They'll book out the venue themselves. They'll organize all the lighting and pyrotechnics themselves. They really have total creative control over every aspect of what they do, which I love. Right now, they're giving away their own Black Lives Matter t-shirts, which you can get for a tenner over on their social media. The link's in the description. And that comes with a demo of a new track of theirs called Blinded by Fear. And they're very sign of the times. They're always writing music that speaks about what's going on in the world. So with everything going on right now, I could imagine it's very emotionally resonant. They also did a lockdown performance of Stuck in the Middle with You that they did for George Godfrey over on Radio X. And they did that for a charity that's quite close to their heart called Life Mental Health. So they're doing some amazing things at the moment. So this is their track Break. And here's a little snippet of my chat with Tom from the band.
We were sort of in the midst of changing our sound really and trying to find what we wanted to sound like, and we got a lot of influences from, you know, different bands like Blinders, Black Sabbath, you know, Joy Division, all of those. And sort of the track was about us being annoyed really that we weren't listened to as young people, sort of like we're 18, 19 years old. So sort of a track about breaking from the norm, not listening and going with the flow, and actually standing up for what you believe in. And that's what the track's about really, and not sticking it to sticking it to the upper class and the establishment. That's what all the song's about really.
Like it. I love the immediacy in your lyrics and the fact that they're sort of very topical. That's what I really loved about the track, and I can tell, having listened to it, sort of the energy that you guys have got, and it translates really well in the song. So obviously live, I'm sure you guys are awesome. What would I expect if I were to appear to sort of one of your gigs? What would it be like?
We tend to not do gigs anymore. We do shows, so we put everything into it. So it's not just you show up, listen to five bands. You show up, listen to a couple of support acts who are class, and we pick ourselves. And then you'll notice that it's a bit more theatrical. We really focus on production, so lights, sound, video projection, set, everything about it, actors. everything, we make sure that it's a show and not just a gig. Our music tells a story. We've got a few more plans in the works, but we don't just want to be like every other band. So we're working on making our shows really exciting. And obviously we have massive mosh pits as well, so we've got to make sure that those keep going.
Of course you do. And how does it go down sort of around Birmingham? Like, are people taking to the whole theatrical side of it quite well? Like, are you getting good feedback from that?
Yeah, the last show we did, the Warehouse show in September, was unreal. It was just, people still come up to me and talk to me about it now.
Finally, the last artist I want to talk about who has made it onto my best of list is T. Carmese. He's a Detroit rapper. He writes amazing hip hop music. I love him. I've got such a smile on my face talking about his stuff because I feel lucky to have heard his stuff. I literally stumbled across his music and I don't even know how. I think I searched for one artist and then went off on a tangent and went down the rabbit hole of Spotify playlists and Facebook suggested pages, and I ended up on T. Carmese, and he's so good. So you're going to hear a track that I featured back in episode 5 called Timing Is Money. It's a proper old school hip hop sound, got a roomy acoustic kit beat, also some horn samples that I love, but most importantly, T. Carmese absolutely kills it. I mean, he's got such a sharp delivery on this. Right now though, T. Carmese has been busy in lockdown and he's got a new track out called The Mac, produced by Jay Burrow. Check it out, it's really great. But here's his track called Timing Is Money.
Can it all be so simple? I'm thinking maybe. And just that little doubt could be detrimental, but still I just push the lead on this pencil. Tell you what I've been through. Telling on the mountain, this money I should be counting. I'm thinking I found the fountain of youth, but I was never old. I got a binge-worthy career. Pick an episode. Went from being next to nobody to next to blow. But now it's all love over here. Player X and O's. Stunting on X's, I'm on some next shit. O's for my niggas who get it. Pump fake off the pivot. Catch the fade, nigga. While y'all wasn't looking, I hit the game winner. Oh boy, got his mojo bright. I need that well-lit photo shoot light. Bare skin rugs and magazine models. A couple bottles and some polo robes. eagle on my arm, cause I'm just that fly. Looking like I'm that guy, I'm on that ghost face flow. Some pussy, you beat her, guess what I'm really saying? It's time and it's money and perseverance pays. This is how I do it every day.
Every day, every day.
I'm just out here trying to get paid.
Get yours, get paid.
Time is like money. Hey. Time is like money. Time is like money. It's time and it's money. Time and it's money. Time and it's money.
One more time. So that's the best of episode part one. Five artists that have really stuck with me this year, five of my favourite artists, and there was also a few chats in there as well. And I'm going to leave you with a remix of a song that I featured in my last episode. So in episode 14, I featured an artist called Eric Ananda. He's from Nairobi. He's a solo pop electronic producer. He's incredibly talented, and he's been really busy. And he's worked with a friend of his called Lucky Lace. And Lucky Lace has done a remix of his song called Home. And Home, I featured not too long ago. It was a song that I loved. Ben Coley Podcast.